The agency that distributes disaster relief is being accused of giving millions of dollars to Floridians who were nowhere near the path of this year's hurricanes. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, gave more than $29 million to people in the Miami area, even though the city experienced conditions little worse than a major thunderstorm. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, some legislators are now calling for an investigation.
Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson is not trying to win friends at the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Well, FEMA has apparently spread money around like a drunken sailor.
After four hurricanes hit Florida this year, Congress appropriated $13.5 billion for disaster relief. Nelson is concerned that the money went to people who did not need it.
We have to find out why was $29 million sent to Miami-Dade County when there were very little winds in that particular county, and where fraud in the gathering of that money was rampant.
To put that $29 million figure in perspective, consider this. Broward County is north of Miami, closer to the eye of the storms. Broward's population is about two-thirds that of Miami, but people in Miami received more than twice as much money as the people in Broward. FEMA Recovery Director Daniel Craig says those numbers don't necessarily indicate that Miami residents committed fraud in order to get relief money.
Miami-Dade County has one of the oldest housing stocks in the state, even though Hurricane Andrew came through back in the early 90s.
So, he says, Miami homes could sustain more damage from less intense weather. And Craig says Miami residents are less likely to have insurance than Broward County residents. Those with insurance are ineligible for FEMA aid.
So to compare county to county based on pure numbers is an invalid, you're making invalid assumptions. It really depends on numerous factors, including, you know, insurance, stock, population, numerous different things.
But by most accounts, the weather in Miami was not severe enough to cause widespread damage. The closest hurricane came ashore 100 miles north of the city. And Red Cross spokeswoman Laura Howe says her agency did more work in Miami-Dade County before the storms than after.
It was a lot of pre-storm sheltering, a lot of pre-storm feeding activities, and making sure that people had a safe and secure place to ride out the storm.
Of the four hurricanes, meteorologists say that only one had any real effect on Miami-Dade County. And even that one, Hurricane Francis, caused only tropical storm conditions in the county. Senator Nelson says one tropical storm is not enough to justify $29 million in aid.
It looks like there's a management problem in FEMA, and the U.S. Congress has got to get to the bottom of it.
He's asked the Governmental Affairs Committee to investigate the way FEMA awards disaster relief. Part of the relief distribution process involves contractors. After FEMA officials receive an application for aid, the Disaster Relief Agency sends contract inspectors out to verify the damage. But some of those inspectors are trained as little as 8 hours before being sent out, and they're often paid according to the number of inspections they complete in a day. In the low-income Liberty City neighborhood of Miami, Sherry McCray says people knew that FEMA inspections were only perfunctory, and they took advantage of it.
That building, there was FEMA down. Oh, and this building right there, that three-story building right there.
She says residents in all of those buildings applied for and received aid. She, however, did not.
Oh, no.
Why not?
For what? I didn't have nothing.
Stephanie, who didn't want to give her last name, is one of the residents who applied for and received FEMA assistance. $623 for water damage. She says it was legitimate.
It was a lot of water damage, property damage. It bought two beds and a couch.
FEMA's Daniel Craig is confident that if there was fraud, his agency's oversight process will catch it and the people responsible will be arrested. Senator Nelson is not as confident. He expects Congress to begin an investigation and hearings soon after the 2005 session begins. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Miami.